It was good while it lasted, all that Lent and Easter stuff. I really felt the spirit of those high liturgical seasons here at St. Peter's, and I hope you did too, wherever you worshiped in your communities on Sundays. There will be Trinity Sunday, Corpus Christi, and the Sacred Heart, so in that way, the hits keep on coming for a while. But here we are plunked into ordinary time, starting yesterday, in a liturgical year, just ordinary time. We were praying and fasting and almsgiving for 40 days, then rejoicing for 50 days. What now? Before the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the apostles were asking each other that question. What should we do now? I don't know. What do you think? Well, we know how to fish. We could go back to that. Okay, let's do that. Before the coming of the Holy Spirit, it may have seemed like a dream that Jesus had sent them out with very specific instructions to bring the message to the towns that the kingdom of heaven is near. They were to totally trust God, go without anything except the gospel. He had given them his own power over sickness, over death, and over the demons. These would be the signs that the kingdom of heaven is near. But that was in the past for them. What a transformation took place, though, with the fulfillment of Jesus' promise to send the Holy Spirit. In the collect, the opening prayer of today's liturgy, we hear that God decreed that Barnabas, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, should be set apart to convert the nations. And so he is a key figure for us today. While the apostles link us between the two readings, Barnabas does so in a particular way. He was not an original apostle, although it would be reasonable to say that his leadership is very much like a bishop, one of those appointed to carry out the work of the first bishops, the apostles. He was the one assigned to mentor Saul in the Christian faith after Saul's dramatic conversion on the road. He was Saul's RCIA sponsor while he was getting his feet wet about Jesus Christ. He was also the one that the apostles sent from Jerusalem to make sure that what they had heard about the church at Antioch was the real thing and not something false. And after having been inspired by the conversions to Christ that were going on there and the authentic gospel being preached, what was he thinking? I know, I'll go get Saul, later Paul, and bring him here. Saul had death threats in Jerusalem and was basically hiding out in his hometown of Tarsus. But Barnabas thought he might be welcome in Antioch. So Barnabas, always thinking about how he could help the church, was also thinking about how the gifts of others, in this case Saul, could bring the good news to the world. Now we come to one of the keys of these readings today. Jesus had called the apostles. He had mentored them in the life of grace, and then he had sent them to preach the kingdom to local Jewish communities. Called, mentored, sent. Jesus had also called Saul, and the Holy Spirit called Barnabas to mentor him. And then the church, under the influence and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, sent Saul and Barnabas to preach the good news to the kingdom of God, of the kingdom of God, to the entire world. In all this very exciting story, we almost miss something that will help us connect what we did way back in Lent with what we are called to do in ordinary time. It was when they were worshiping the Lord and fasting that they heard the Holy Spirit speak. And before they sent out Barnabas and Saul, they fasted and prayed. Why did we pray and fast during Lent? Ultimately, we see that it is so that we can hear the Holy Spirit call us, so we can see around us where the gospel can be nurtured, and so that we can be sent to proclaim that the kingdom is near. Are we ready to walk with Jesus into the ordinary places of our lives, some good, some distressing? Are we prayerfully ready to walk into a pagan world that is doing everything it can to suck the life back out of the good news, to push away the kingdom of heaven? And what are our instructions 2,000 years after the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, that first Pentecost? Fast, pray, listen to the Holy Spirit call us. Let the church mentor us and send us. The Second Vatican Council proclaimed that it is the role of the laity to bring the kingdom of heaven into the ordinary places of the world, into every nook and cranny. Shall we pray today with the psalmist? All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of God. Stay close to the church. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Even today's gospel acclamation reminds us, go and teach all people my gospel. I am with you always until the end of the world. The news is good indeed. Even in ordinary time, we proclaim, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? So we say, come stand in the light of Christ risen from the dead. The kingdom of heaven has come near to you. This is the new ordinary reality. Now go tell the world in the ordinary places of your lives.